This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Giraudot. Google's at it again, sticking a little bit larger foot into the door of Microsoft's business software space. The search giant announced today a beta test version of a package called Google Apps for Your Domain. It's a calendar and email package at this point, slightly incomplete without the spreadsheet and word processing components. However, it is collaborative online software, and it's free. I talked with award-winning tech writer Om Malik, who writes for Business 2.0 magazine. He was formerly a senior writer there, but has taken a step back in order to spend more time with his blog. It seems GigaOm got an invite for the beta version of Google Apps for Your Domain, but turned down the offering to test drive the package. I asked Om Malik why.
I got an offer to beta test their email and calendar service, not the full package they're offering right now. They sent us the information. It was basically about, it was all about email and calendar. I didn't even go too far with it.
First, tell me what you initially liked about the idea, because it sounded like from your post that at first glance, it sounded like a great thing for small to mid-sized businesses.
It was free, and it's, you know, easy to use, and, you know, something I've used Gmail occasionally, and I know it's very easy to use, but that's why I found it very, kind of cool to, perhaps that seemed like a good idea, and also not having to spend any money on hosting email and calendar and that sort of stuff. It sounded pretty interesting.
But you turned down that offer, so
yeah,
you turned down the offer. Why?
I just had some concerns about the privacy issues around it, and I just didn't feel comfortable putting my corporate information on Google's server, so to speak, because I think ever since the whole AOL data snafu happened, I've been very careful about looking at the privacy and the other issues around all these web services. And actually, the reason is that most of the time we don't pay, much attention to it because we're so busy, just trying out these things. But there are long-term ramifications of everything like this.
What would be the main thing you'd be worried about from even signing on as a beta tester, just with regards to Google's stated privacy policies around this stuff?
I think here is the thing. What if, they can basically, the biggest, and it's like, sounds a little too paranoid, but I kind of feel that, if my data is on their servers and that kind of stuff, it just it's open, and they can do something with it, and I kind of feel very I don't feel too comfortable with it. That's all. I'm sure other people will find it a very useful service. Don't get me wrong. I just personally didn't feel too comfortable using it.
Would you advise other small businesses against test driving this thing?
I won't tell anybody to do anything. This was just my personal opinion and my personal take, and I didn't really want to use it. Other people are more than welcome to use it. They have their own opinions on it. I would not use it the way it is unless they made some more clarifications on and gave us more comfort on the whole privacy issue.
You know, there's been quite a bit of discussion on your blog about other companies out there that might be also trying to provide some online office software to compete with Microsoft. And basically, people seem to be kind of jumping into the opportunity that's left wide open with this long, long Vista delay. Are there any companies out there that you think are likely to get this right without the privacy catch?
I think the key thing here is who's going to do it. I think people like Google will have to do it. They will have to ensure that people like me are more comfortable using it. I think that's the key thing here. And I think they haven't done a good job of it, making it clear to me that this is the way to go. And look, it'll have to be one of the big companies. Or, you know, it'll have to be, somebody like, for example, 37 Signals, for example. They will have to, they will have to kind of, they're already doing it. So I think at the end of the day, somebody will have to kind of make it clear to the end users, the end customers, that their data is very secure, it's very private, and all those things. And I think whosoever does that will actually end up being, the big winner in this space.
How do you think Microsoft is going to come out? Do you expect that Microsoft's live collaborative software that's supposedly coming out with Vista in full, do you think that's going to be free of privacy concerns for its users?
I think so. I think they will do a good job of it. Look, they're under so much scrutiny to begin with, right? Like, it's Microsoft. Nobody cuts them any slack, and they're under extreme pressure all the time. So I think it's exactly this, they are held to a very high standard, and I'm glad they are, because that's the only way to ensure that they don't mess up things. And this thing with Google is also going to actually have to be resolved in that, and by basically talking about these issues, and you just can't ignore these issues. And I think Microsoft will do a great job, and so will Google. But not, don't get me wrong. I'm applauding what they're doing, but excuse me, I'm not ready for it right now. I think people should be very careful and before signing up for these services. That's my one word of advice, is for everyone to be very careful, read the privacy policies, make sure you understand what you're getting into.
That was a chat with prominent tech blogger Om Malik, the founder and compiler of tech news site GigaOm. You can find him at www.gigaom.com. This is Catherine Giraudot, and it's PodTech News.